Investors have poured over a projected $30 billion into the global food and ag tech market in 2020, and ag tech is now the fastest growing category of the Indiana ag bioscience economy. Hi, I'm Mitch Frazier. I'm president and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. We're a nonprofit focused entirely on growing Indiana's ag bioscience economy, and welcome to a special discussion today where we'll dig into ag tech, we'll explore the future of the industry, and why now is the time that investors are pouring capital into the space. Joining me today is an ag tech pioneer. He's built a career in agriculture as an agronomist, a grain merchandiser, a farmer, marketer, and a leader at global juggernauts like Monsanto, the Climate Corporation, Bayer Crop Science, and IBM. Today, he leads a new division of global ag tech leader Solovtech as its head of ecosystem and grain. We're delighted to be joined by Brett Sitzman. Brett, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Thanks for being here. Now, before we dig into ag tech, I really want to dig into the work that you've done. You truly have been a pioneer in the industry. Share with us, if you would, your story, how you got to Solovtech, and what really has been that thread that's driven you to be an ag tech innovator.
Yeah, it's an interesting journey. I describe it as an addiction to ag tech, right? It's almost like it's a painful thing at times, but the opportunities are real and they go beyond the farm gate. You know, what I really love about the work I do here at Solovtech, and when I was first introduced to this company, is we're really a company that's, you know, started at the problem and work back to a solution. We're doing it again in grain right now. A lot of money being invested in this space. A lot of money starts with the solution, right? And is out there searching for a problem. So really refreshing to be here and be a part of the work that we're doing.
Brett, I love it. This idea of, and it seems so obvious. It seems so clear. Start with a problem, work backward to a solution. But many have tried the other path. And I think that's been maybe a few of the challenges we've seen with ag tech, maybe in its early iterations. You just launched a product, and now that's the product that you lead. Would love to learn more about that problem that you're solving in grain marketing specifically.
So the world of the grain trade is very diverse in terms of the players. We're really looking to work with the service providers that are closest to the farmer. So we're working with country elevators, basis traders. We're giving them tools that really free up time to start, right? So we're focused on freight and logistics right out of the gate, helping move, you know, the over 20 billion bushels that are produced every year, and really freeing up the time of the merchandisers and the basis traders so they can spend more time doing what actually matters, brings more margin to the business, and ultimately back to the farmer owners of those same businesses, right? We're pulling margin earlier in the supply chain by really focusing on the best basis trades.
And Brett, you bring a really interesting perspective to Solovtech, to ag tech at large. You've been a farmer, you've been in the industry for a while. Would love to really understand more. And I think it would be inspirational for those who are maybe early in ag tech trying to think about this space. How do you approach these problems? Maybe more specifically, how do you define the problems to go solve? And how do you orient the team around that to really go tackle one of these big challenges that exist?
You know, a lot of ideas develop in a corporate office or a cafe somewhere now in ag tech. You know, where our founders even started within Solovtech was right where the work was being done. And that's what you'll see Solovtech do over and over again. So we're, you know, really starting at the farm gate. We're working directly with our partners. We're not necessarily trying to disrupt, right? I think that's a popular term now in ag tech and technology in general. Our sole focus is better service for farmers. We're bullish on service and supporting those that provide it. We're an autonomous solution. We create SaaS, and we don't have another product to sell. And I think in ag tech, if you look at, for example, a fertilizer company that's trying to develop a nitrogen model, it's hard to bite that same hand that feeds you, right? Our autonomy allows us to really explore what are the best recommendations for those that we're working with.
Talking with Brett Sitzman, he is the head of grain and ecosystem at Solovtech. Brett, I was talking with someone from the Bay Area recently, and the topic of customer connectivity came up. And I'm recalling the conversation was something like this, that one of the biggest obstacles to ag tech is real connection to the customer in the field, in the cab, really understanding what that problem is and creating a solution that uniquely and economically, most importantly, solves it. You talked early on about this idea of Solovtech really starting with a problem first, starting with a problem, working backwards. How does the work that you're doing now within grain and broader ecosystem really adopt this model, specifically for grain merchandising?
You know, there's a thought inside of the ag industry that we have to be unique in our solutions and develop them on our own to really bring a lot of value and realize realize the potential of the technology. But the SalumStack founders saw early on that the real benefit is in adoption and implementation of good technology. The SalumStack founders moved from Cuba into South America, started automating sugarcane plants because there was this bottleneck at the plant in the refining side of the business. But they quickly noticed that the actual issue was in logistics, getting the harvest done, getting the loads in a timely fashion and processing them. You know, and that was over 15 years ago. That same idea still lives inside of SalumStack today. It's part of our culture. We hire experts. We partner closely with our clients and many of them, and we develop right alongside them. And we're out there riding in the cab and understanding the solution from their perspective.
Yeah, super powerful. And a model that, to your point, is differentiated and really solving problems. We were so excited back in 2018 when Daniel and the SalumStack team said, hey, we are making Indiana our home. And that was almost 3 years ago. And like over the last year, your team has been on a tear, making some giant announcements, including expansion into Canada, securing the $27 million climate bond, a first for ag tech. How is Indiana's position right in the Corn Belt, as well as its strength in software, B2B software as a service, as you mentioned? How are they fueling the growth at SalumStack?
Indiana is a great state for agriculture and innovation, no doubt. So our relationship with Purdue, Agrinovis, an amazing, talented workforce. It's hard to find people right off the farm with a great education. And Indiana is a rich environment for that and really supports what we're working to accomplish here at SalumStack. The state of Indiana has been great for us.
It's so good to hear. Brett Sitzman, he's head of grain and ecosystem at Global Ag Tech leader SalumStack. Thanks so much, Brett, for spending some time with us.
Thanks again, Mitch.
Thanks to your work, Brett. Thanks to Daniel and the entire team at SalumStack. Ag tech leaders across the state coming together. Indiana is building a close connection between ag tech pioneers like Brett and his team, as well as really progressive producers. Together, Indiana is creating a destination of choice to unlock the true digital opportunity that exists within the global ag bioscience economy. And most importantly, doing it in a way that drives net farm income. You can learn more about the work that's happening in Indiana AgTech on our website at agrinovisindiana.com/agtech. That's agrinovisindiana.com/agtech. There, you can also explore how Indiana's $52 billion ag bioscience economy continues to grow. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis Indiana team, thanks so much for investing the time. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.